This is a Podfic recording of the almost first defenestration of Atlantis by Talisilla. It's read by MyFig. The fandom Stargate Atlantis, the ratings teen, and the pairings Radek Zelenka and Rodney McKay. Summary: there are only so many ways to shut Rodney up. What was... did you just... Jesus, Radek! Rodney knew he was staring at Radek like an idiot, but honestly, when your colleague gives you a passionate kiss in the middle of an argument, a little staring is surely allowed. Was either that or throw you out a window, Radek said. He looked around the lab. We are lacking in windows here, and I did not want to listen to your idiotic bitching.
I was not bitching, Rodney said, still blinking. I was merely pointing out how stupid it is to waste my talents, and incidentally yours, for a whole week of absurd manual labour.
Enough, Radek said. He grabbed Rodney's arm and dragged him out of the lab. After Radek's earlier move, Rodney was still surprised enough to go with it, although he supposed it said something for all his training with Taylor and Ronan, that he could think of several ways to get out of Radek's surprisingly strong grip. Very well, Radek said once they were in a hallway lined with windows. Two things can happen here. I throw you out of window, or you shut up.
Kissing me again isn't on the menu? Rodney surprised himself by asking.
It was Radek's turn to look surprised, and Rodney grinned, twisted out of Radek's grip, slid his arms around Radek's waist, and kissed him. Unlike the earlier kiss, this one was slow and exploratory, both of them willing to take the time to discover what made the other groan and squirm. Radek liked to use his teeth, and that was fine with Rodney, particularly when Radek bit down on Rodney's lower lip. Finally, they pulled apart.
Well, Rodney said, his voice a little shaky, I guess we've been headed in this direction for a while.
The problem with you theorists is that you never see what is right in front of your eyes. Radek pushed his smudged glasses up. So, we are going to help with harvest, yes? And go to the party after.
Don't I do enough manual labour running away from things that want to kill me?
Rodney could easily admit, if only to himself, that he was just arguing in the hope that Radek would kiss him again.
Rodney, I have a window right here. What is it with you and throwing me out a window?
Defenestration is proud part of the Czech heritage, Radek replied. Is also my oldest fantasy involving you.
Rodney glared at him, and Radek grinned.
My quarters are closer, if you want to find out what the second oldest fantasy is. He turned and headed down the hallway without waiting for an answer.
Does it involve hurting me in any way? Rodney said, following along. I mean, that bottom lip biting thing was fine, but I draw the line at...
It involves finding new and interesting ways to shut you up, Radek said. Before Rodney could say anything more, they'd reached Radek's room, whereupon Radek proved that he could, if not shut Rodney up, at least reduce him to words of one syllable. He was inventive enough that Rodney didn't even mind. The end. You can find this story and others by Talisilla at archiveofourown.org/users/Talisilla.